Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So you're having a problem, and your friends can't help you out with it, and your parents can't help you out with it because they're way too close to you, you know. So you're looking for somebody objective. You come to us. If you're, or even if it's you just want to vent and nobody around you is listening, you come to us. Just email us. It's exactly what Travis did. He was really upset at a friend of his, and I think for good cause. But normally it's women that get upset about something like this.
Exactly.
It's not the guys. Hey, Travis, you're on Q100.
What's up, man? You started off by calling me a woman.
No. I'm sorry, I take that back. I'll call you that at the end of the call. What's going on, dude?
Hey, man. Well, basically, here's the deal. I got a, and you're right. I mean, one of the reasons why this was kind of a close issue with me is really because this is one of my friends. He's in my crew of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I kind of was instrumental in picking that name when we picked it. So at any rate, what the deal is this is one of my boys for like 17 years. I mean, talk to this guy once a week. We do family vacations. He's in our wedding. I was in his, all that good stuff. So basically, we had a son 8 years ago, and we named him Brody. B-R-O-D-Y is his name.
Is that Brody?
Now, yeah, so now he's got a kid on the way, and I come to find out through some of our other friends that he, I guess, kind of put the idea out there to, that he's naming his kid Broden. But he's spelling it B-R-O-D-Y-N, but they're calling him Brody.
So it's just
got the nickname made up.
So it's just enough off to where your buddy kind of has justified it.
That's not cool, though.
That's exactly what it is. The guy justified it, I think, by throwing an N on it, which is basically a made-up name because you can't even find that name on a website or anything.
or on a coffee mug.
So he's
in the mall.
He's stealing your baby name.
Yeah, he's straight jacked it. And part of the reason is, I mean, part of the reason we're upset about it is, one, he's not admitting it. He's just saying that, oh, it's completely different, man. You're off base. But I'm like, look, I mean, you've already got the nickname picked out. Whatever the parents are calling the kids, what everybody else calls the kids, whatever you put on the birth certificate doesn't matter. I mean, you could put Bob on the birth certificate, but if you're calling him Brody, I don't care what you wrote down.
Well, it's also uncool because I think in a group of friends, well, first of all, it's a sacred thing, a name. But also in a group of friends, if your children are going to grow up together, you don't want two of them to have the same name.
Right. Like sometimes I think, you know, if you meet somebody new and they already have a child with the same name, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But here, he's been around your kid for 8 years,
yeah,
and the name has been thrown around now for 8 years. He straight up stole your name.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. And so I got a couple issues. One is I definitely wanted to vent about it. We talked about it through our whole, you know, kind of crew of friends and everything else. But, you know, secondly, it's like, am I just being kind of overreacting? Because to me, it's just disrespectful. And it's also disrespectful that he's just trying to pawn it off on me as blowing it out of proportion and that the name's completely different. I mean, he's like, it's completely different, you know? I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Has anybody said anything to him at all?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's trying to play it a little bit cool. They don't want to stir the pot because I've said quite a bit about it. And
to him?
Like, look, and we can kind of see where he's coming from, and then he'll just justify his point and be done with it.
Have you had a one-on-one with him?
Yes, but he's pretty non-confrontational, and he's kind of circumvented this to email instead of returning my call.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much how it's been back and forth.
So he knows.
Yeah, he knows. Well, he told them up front. He's like, yeah, because he hadn't told anybody what the name is, and the baby's coming in a couple months, and everyone, some of them just met up with him this weekend and was like, hey, man, you know, what's the baby name? We haven't heard anything. He goes, yeah, this is what we're planning on doing. Travis is probably going to be kind of pissed. So he he prefaced it with that.
Oh,
and then once I was pissed and I basically was letting him know how I felt about it, then he tried to justify it by, he's completely switched his tune from, yeah, it is, the nickname's going to be the same, to now his story is that the whole thing's just completely different.
Right, he's trying to sort of circumnavigate
it. I'm kind of like, well, does that have any merit? Like, does anybody else really think that that is truly different? And, you know, I think at this point, I'm like, look, I'm not going to tell a guy what to name his kid. If he can't think of anything else and that's what he wants to do, then so be it. But the bottom line is, you know, just be upfront. If you wanted to say, hey, man, we can't think of a name and we're going to copy it and it's a cool name and I'm sorry, but that's that. I'd be like, you know, it is what it is. But now the whole justification about it being different and I'm off base is kind of what's upsetting me about it.
I'm curious, what do the wives think?
His wife has emailed my wife. My wife is pretty much on board with me about it.
Right.
She's not as vocal about it, but she definitely thinks it's jacked up, especially because it's not that common of a name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, what's his name on TV, but that's about it. So his wife emailed, like, the same kind of justification, like, yeah, you know, this is a deal. It's kind of different, but, you know, just want to make sure everything was cool, and that's been basically it.
Hey, Larry, you're on Q100. Go ahead.
Yeah, Travis, dude, suck it up. If he come to you wanting to name the dude, the kid Travis, you'd be honored now.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If he wanted to name him Travis and I was dead, then I would be honored, but he's not naming it after me, and he's just copying my 8-year-old's name. It's not an honor. He doesn't even really know the kid. You know what I'm saying?
And you don't know the kid?
That's part of my issue. If he said, hey, man, you know what? It's an honor. We love your kid. We love the name. We're copying it. It'd be completely different. Now what he's telling me is basically these names aren't the same, so you've got no justification to be upset.
Well, I agree with you that they're definitely the same. I mean, it's definitely the same name. They are just trying to justify it.
Yeah, I mean, it's insulting.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, do you think this is going to change your friendship with this guy forever, or has it already?
No, I mean, I've been upset about it, but, you know, I'm not going to let something like that, I'm not going to be friends with a guy, but I'm just trying to basically see, am I just off base because I'm upset about it and kind of overreacting to it?
I don't think you're
overreacting. You shouldn't so either, man. This would be a deal breaker. I think Stacey would go, I can't hang out with them anymore.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what we've talked about.
I can understand that.
Too, but.
Yeah. You should refuse to acknowledge the kid.
Oh, and just when call you do, him a different name.
Call him a different name, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? What? His name's Brody. Nope, it's not. It's Kevin.
Hey, Phil, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I just want to say I think it's going to be more so of the wife's decision than it is the best friend's, because at the end of the night, man, your best friend has to go share the bed with his wife, not with you. I think you're overreacting, buddy.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it's coming from the wife, too. And I don't know if this guy's just kind of out of the loop. The issue is that, you know, that's what my wife said, is her argument was there's no way that the wife would ever let this happen if it was one of her friends with that kid's name.
That's true.
It's one of his mm-hmm. friends is the reason why it's no big deal to her, I think.
And he wouldn't sell point. Out his wife to you? He wouldn't come to you straight on and say, hey, you know what? This isn't me. It's whatever her name is. And I understand it's uncomfortable, but she's really set on this name.
Yeah, he's not like that, but I think that's part of the problem.
Hey, April, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to tell him basically the same thing happened to me, and I was bitter for a while. One of my close friends, we actually call each other cousins, she picked the same name after my son was born, and we argued about it. But after the baby's born and you just think about it, we kind of just call each other's kids different nicknames. And so, you know, maybe not to overreact too much about it, because that's just fine. But I do understand that he's upset about it, because it's just kind of tacky to copy off of one of your close friend's baby's name.
Especially when it's a unique name like that. Yeah. I mean, if it were John,
right,
Michael,
right.
You know what I mean? Something that
a little bit easier.
Had something some sort of attachment to each person's family or family members they were being named after, and then it was the same name, but something that's unique
mm-hmm.
like that, and
mm-hmm.
then they're just going to call him Broden, and then call him
so
Brody.
Weak.
It's like,
that's so weak.
Really?
That really is
yeah.
weak.
You should check out, every time he meets him, he should be, you know, like, oh, this is your little boy Brody, and like really stress it. Oh, it's Brody, and nah.
And I love, again, how the guy, the excuse, it's not the same. It's not Brody. I mean, it's not the same. Yeah.
I think you should always refer to his son as N, just N.
Yeah.
Instead of Brody, you take the last part of it.
Yeah.
What's up, N? Because
yeah.
you'd be
yeah, that's, That's definitely a good idea.
I'm going to name my kid B-Y-R-T.
This would be like one of you and Stacy's friends having a little kid named Hollis and just adding an extra S.
Right, or spelling like, it differently.
I mean, like, it's right. Totally different. There's Hollis. Two S's on the end,
gonna,
and yours is one.
I'm going to do it with a Z. Hollis. Yeah, hey, what's up? It's Hollis. Hollis. Hollis, that's your boy.
Cousin.
Most cousins. Most are calling up saying it's really not a big deal and you got to get over it.
Really?
Which I just don't. I
think it's a big deal.
I think it's a big deal too, man. But most are saying, get over it. Not a big deal.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Get it.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Julie, from last week. It seemed like it was going to be pretty cut and dry on Thursday.
Did you guys ever get to the conversation about her in the pictures?
Yeah, we did. We addressed it, and she was very cool about it. She was understanding that I wanted her in some pictures and not some others. It turns out that she's been married 3 times before. All of them were over 50.
So wait a minute. So you called and told her you didn't want her in the pictures, and then you found out that she's married 3 times?
Yes.
One thing at a time. Get through this weekend. Like, you at least, what you wanted to accomplish was accomplished, and so you were going to have pictures with your family, and then you'll incorporate her in some of the pictures. She was understanding. She's going to be cool to you on Saturday because, you know, she's supporting your marriage. And then let this kind of take care of itself.
And she did tell you she's going to talk to him about it, and she wants to talk to him about it first. So you should give her the option to do that.
All right, so the debate really turned from, or the focus of this turned from, having the father take the wedding photos with the new girlfriend to, do I talk to my dad about this woman that she's seeing who I really don't think is a very good match for him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she thinks that the girlfriend's a gold digger.
Right.
And she ticked off Melissa. Remember? You were getting really upset with her.
Well, I just...
about wanting to say anything before
the
wedding.
Well, it's just impatience because, I mean, it's like she's making... She's not listening to what our suggestions were, and she just wanted to make drama out of it, and she could not get her mind off of it. And that's why I'm afraid that she did talk to her dad, because it's one of those things that if you constantly obsess about an issue you want to fix and you got to fix it immediately, then you're going to end up doing something and you probably do more damage than if you just waited it out.
Hey, Julie, you're back on the Voice Disguiser.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm married.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
That's the most important thing.
Cops have to come to your wedding or anything?
I'm sorry?
The cops have to come to your wedding, break up a fight or anything, throw someone out?
No.
So you don't sound like a woman that just got married a couple of days beforehand.
No, I did. It was great. Everything went really well. I ended up calling Sarah the night before the rehearsal dinner, and I had a little chat with her. I said basically, you know, after what you told me the other day, I'm not very comfortable with that, but I made an agreement with her that at the wedding, maybe she could, you know, try to make herself not available for most of the pictures. In exchange, I wouldn't tell my dad, and I'd give her a chance to tell my dad about her past.
See, now, stop. There was no need for the ultimatum. She already told you beforehand that she understood the picture thing. So you were good to go. So why even throw in the ultimatum thing? which is obviously going to put her on the defensive.
Mm-hmm. Just reinforcing it.
Ensuring
it's an awful idea.
The problem is what, well, we'll listen to the rest, but the problem with that is if her father ends up not having a problem with this woman's past and they do end up together, your relationship with her will never be good. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, it ended up being fine. She made herself, you know, not available for most of the pictures. And you know, I've asked her to come clean with my father while I'm on my honeymoon. The only thing that was bothersome to me at the wedding was that my dad's never really, he's never been a drinker. And I saw my dad drink a lot. And he was with her the whole time, you know, holding hands and being kind of tipsy. And that was... that was the only thing that really stood out in my mind as being awkward and different.
And that's her. You think it's her fault that he was drinking?
Yeah.
I think she's. He's just trying to keep up with her.
She's bad news.
She's much younger than he is, you told us. So he's just trying to keep up with her.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me. But she wasn't in any pictures, so that was fine.
So did you let that go? Did you say anything to him or did you say anything to her about the alcohol?
No, good. I didn't.
Okay.
Does your now husband know that all this was going on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he knew about my frustration with the pictures. I haven't mentioned anything to him about the alcohol.
Well, you can't say anything to him about the alcohol, can you?
You shouldn't.
Well, and the alcohol...
I mean, he is an adult.
Yeah, and...
See, like, this is just... this is starting to drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Because I can just... You know how there are just some people that just love drama and they love a crisis. So now everything went just the way you wanted it to, even though you threw out the ultimatum and it really could have turned around on you. You got what you wanted. So things were fine at the wedding. But now you're dead. You saw him drinking a little bit more than he usually does. So now it's the issue. So when you get back from the honeymoon, now this is lingering and you're going to have to create more of a crisis by talking to him about his drinking, right? Rather than just letting it go.
Well, did you give him the ultimatum, like, over the honeymoon that she has to come clean with your dad or you're going to?
Well, she was up to her half of the agreement, which was that she would not be in any of the pictures. And so I'm expecting her to come clean over the honeymoon with my father.
But you haven't told her that she has to. Or have you?
I haven't told her that. I am expecting her to come through with her side of the bargain.
Addressing the drinking really quickly, like, you're blaming her for it, but then you don't think of in the big scheme, has your father been in this position before where he has to face his ex-wife at his daughter's wedding in an awkward position with a new girlfriend? And so, I mean, I think that you're just kind of, I think you got tunnel vision when it comes to everything that's going on, and everything's going to end up being this girlfriend's fault when it may not be the girlfriend's fault that he decided he wanted to loosen up a little bit, maybe had a little more than he expected. The girlfriend could have been there to take care of him, you know? So I just think that, I don't know. I don't understand why you have to be the fixer of all these things, why it's your responsibility.
Right.
Is your mom remarried already?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that mm-hmm. was the case.
All right, so the bottom line here is, I don't know that there's a lot more to cover here. The bottom line is, she wasn't in the pictures. That's what you originally called us about, so you got what you wanted there.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is going to come out here eventually over the next couple of weeks. Either she's going to tell him or you're going to say something. And that's where it's at. And you got married.
I got married.
All right, well, congratulations.
Why don't you sound happier than you are right now?
Oh, nice.
I'm very happy.
Okay.
The stark reality of forever is beaming down on you like a light from a magnifying glass. Just burning you, realizing that for the rest of your life, every single day, you're going to look at that same man.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Now, we all know that animals have emotions. Just kind of like, you know, kind of like humans do, whatever. Like, you can tell when your, you know, dogs are feeling sad or tired, or when your cat's ticked off at you for going on vacation and leaving them with a dirty litter box for a week, whatever. Mm-hmm. But my dogs are having some sort of like regression issues going on right now. And they're really having like this crazy separation anxiety, more so than ever before. I've talked about them before. My dogs are Miles and Parker, and they are miniature schnauzers. And so they're little dogs. So they're kind of like wound up a little bit anyway. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty high energy and kind of require a lot of exercise. But with me moving to a new place and sort of sharing the time between two homes now, they are totally going back to like puppy behavior. They're like having accidents on the floor. They are like chewing stuff they're not supposed to chew and like completely reversing all of those things we taught them when they were puppies.
Yeah, are they doing this in both places?
I don't know. They're definitely doing it in my place. Huh. And so I just don't know what to do about it. I'm just wondering if it's like the stress of being in a new place or just, you know, or maybe feeling the emotional stress or something like that. But I just don't know what to do about it. I was in PetSmart, like talking to the manager, like, help me. What do I do? And there's all these different, I mean, you could spend thousands of dollars on all kinds of stuff for your dog to help them mellow out. But I just don't know what really works.
You just don't think that that kind of separation or that kind of life-changing event affects dogs the same way it does humans. Like, you told me this the other day, and I'm like, I never even thought that dogs would, you know, like, pick up on it.
Well, yeah. Dogs
the stresses are, in a house or whatever.
Dogs are pack animals, so, mm-hmm. you know, like, dogs and cats are different, where cats are, like, homebound. So if something's going on in the home, change in the home, the cats will get stressed out. If there's something going on and a change in the pack leader, like you, the human, then they'll get stressed out. So I do think that dogs, their emotions are reflective of yours. Like, if they see you get upset, then they get upset. If they see you not settled or out of place, then they are going to feel the same way.
Well, one of the first times that they were ever in the house alone, mm-hmm. in the new place alone, I went out to dinner with my parents, and my brother was in town, and we went out to dinner. And they, I didn't realize this, but they barked so much that my new neighbors actually called the police because they thought something was wrong and someone was like dead inside the house.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they barked for like 3 hours straight. So there was that, you know, getting used to the new place and new noises and new smells and all that kind of stuff. And then they've been having accidents on the floor, and it's like a cement floor or whatever. So it's not like ruining anything, but they're having accidents again. Like, they're puppies. Like, they are like chewing stuff they're not supposed to chew. I just don't even know what to do about it.
It certainly has got to be a little confusing because they're going back and forth from old home to new home and then back to old home to new home, and there's not like this new permanent place.
Right.
They're going back and forth, so they got to be a little confused about that.
And one owner to the other owner, one owner to the other owner.
Yeah, right.
Instead of it being together.
Do you think I'm totally screwing them up?
I don't think you're screwing them up. It's an adjustment, though, for them, too, as much as it is for you.
I just wonder what to do about it. Like, the lady at PetSmart was telling me about some sort of plug-in. You know how, like, you can plug in air fresheners and, like, have, you know, air fresheners in your house? Well, there's one, I guess, for dogs that emits some sort of smell, like, aromatherapy for them and some sort of sound that, like, only is a frequency dogs can hear.
Calming or something?
Yeah, and it's supposed to help with their separation anxiety and supposed to help sort of chill them out, but humans can't hear it. I don't know. I didn't want to invest the like $60 in it unless like I could get some sort of
you can return it
endorsement from somebody else.
I'd try it.
Hey, Terry, you're on Q100.
Keep the receipt.
They were out of it at the
Hello?
Time.
Hey.
Hey. My sister's two chihuahuas were going through the same exact thing. She was doing a lot of travel for work, and they're about 3 years old now and went back to the peeing in the house and all that.
Mine are three, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they're
3 years
old. Well, they were totally fine, and all of a sudden now they're chewing, pooping, peeing, everything. So she took them to the vet. They put them on a drug called Klonopin. It's actually something used for humans and for panic and anxiety.
Really?
And she used it only for like 2 weeks, and now they're totally fine.
Here's the... Oh, really? So it was just 2 weeks?
Just a 2 week
and fine.
She
just
used it for 2 weeks. They said, she said, the vet said to use it once at night, once in the morning. And, I mean, they were howling and barking
yeah.
and crying every time she went to bed once she got back and doing all this crazy stuff. And now they're totally fine.
So the arrangement probably, the thought here is that the arrangement is so new that in 2 weeks, the drug will help them get through this anxiety, and then they'll be able to deal with the change and going back and forth between homes.
Mm-hmm. Now, your stuff in your new place, I assume a bunch of stuff is new. Like, because I think also with dogs, like any time that you take them in to be boarded or something, you know, they always say, well, bring a shirt or bring something because they also smell. So they're in this place that has all these new smells that they don't know. And so some of the indoor, you know, accidents may be also part of the
marking
the territory, too.
Oh,
because
I hadn't even thought about that.
If everything's new, then they don't recognize any of the smells.
It's just freaking me out. It's like all of a sudden I have puppies again. I'm like, no, I already got through that stage. That is the cutest stage of a dog's life and also the most pain in the behind for the parents. Mm-hmm.
Barry's phone went out, but he was calling up to suggest Benadryl for the dogs.
So we're drugging our dogs now.
Everybody's calling up and say drug the dogs, even including vet assistants.
Come on.
Really?
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey.
No, I was going to say, if you don't want to go the drug route, the dog appeasing pheromone, the DAP that they sell at PetSmart and vets also sell, it does work. It helps. It's a pheromone that kind of calms them down and makes them feel more relaxed. They have one for cats, too. And, you know, pills are always an option, like a little doggy anti-anxiety medication, which your vet can do. But if you are wanting a more holistic route,
yeah,
the pheromone does really work.
And so that's the one you plug in the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I got to get that one.
Yeah,
I got to try that.
It's not really smellable by humans either. You can't smell it.
Okay. I got to try that before I put my dogs on drugs. I mean, seriously, like, they're dogs.
The argument used to be that as a society, we're putting our kids on drugs too quickly, you know, when it comes to ADD and stuff like that. And now it's our dogs, too.
Yeah, the magic pill.
Doggy Ritalin so that they pass the CRCT.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
I love Lost and Found. This is how it all went down the other day.
I am actually a roller girl.
What's your roller girl name?
My roller girl name is Pretty Violent. I am actually called Pretty by everyone in the league.
Pretty Violent?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It was this guy and his friend, and so we kind of flirt back and forth, and somehow I learned his name. And she's like, yeah, my name is Mr. Wright. So he had left his wallet over at our BYOB table, and I went to pick it up, and his name is Linwood Wright.
Okay, that's a pretty big clue right there. Mm-hmm.
But I do know that he's not married.
And you know that how?
I actually asked him. I was like, Mr. Wright, let me see your left hand. Okay. So he showed it to me, and he was like, there's no tan line either. I was like, that's even better.
So he's probably going through the same thing you're going through, where he thought you were all hot, but he kind of sissied out.
Yeah, he just kind of disappeared. He was supposed to go to the after party, and he didn't show up. So I'm kind of left hanging.
So this generally is how Love, Lost, and Found works. Somebody like Pretty Violent will call us up, and she'll say, look, I really dig this guy. I just didn't get his phone number. Then we give the details out, and then hopefully one, two, three of you guys listening will go, I think I know who she's talking about. And then generally after the show, you call us and you say, I think I can put you in contact with that guy. And then we unite the two of them on the air. And that's how Love, and Lost, and Found works. And here she is today, Pretty Violent. How are you today?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
Good. Really good. I think you got us intrigued about this roller derby thing. Like, when I come back from vacation, I'm going.
Me too.
Oh, I've got tickets for y'all.
I'd love to go.
You're all invited. Awesome.
It sounds like helpful.
Yeah. I cannot wait to see it.
It's pretty cool. Everyone enjoys it, and I'm sure you all would love it.
And you just roll up in there with your own cooler and own beer?
Well, and who doesn't want to go to a Shriners Center on the weekend?
Exactly. Hello.
Sure.
I
mean,
it's on everybody's to-do list.
Sure.
The Shriners are pretty cool people. They're not who you think they are.
Well, I want to see it for myself.
No, I mean, I'm not saying they're not cool. I'm just,
I'm just saying they're not cool.
I wasn't saying that at all.
I would say
just
in
making
the...
making a joke about it being at a Shriners Center.
In the list of really cool places to hang out in Atlanta, I would say the Shriners Center, probably not in the top 500?
Wouldn't cross my mind at first.
No.
But now it has.
But now it has.
And now I want to write my rap. about the shrine. And the fez and everything.
All right. Little cars and all the parades.
Little hats. Yeah. The little thing on the side. So we did get a whole bunch of calls about Linwood Wright. And we were able to find Linwood.
Were you really?
Yes, we were. Here he is.
Oh.
Hello, Linwood.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good this morning.
Now, do you remember Pretty Violent?
Clearly, I remember her.
Okay, all right.
Did you hear that, Tiffany?
I did.
Clearly, he said. He's making a statement here. Mm-hmm. Of course he remembers you.
I've got a big grin on my face now.
Okay.
Now, Linwood, you got to help me out here with something.
Yeah.
She was giving you every indication that night that the game was on. Green light.
Green light.
And you
and she was. But it was me and Mr. Beer were having one too many.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not going to embarrass myself stepping to a young lady like that. That's just not cool. Mm.
Good for you. So you were being respectful.
Well, yeah, being respectful, and I didn't want to embarrass myself.
Because this might be the only shot you have at it.
Hey, you know, first impressions, so you better do it right the first time.
Okay. Okay.
Tiffany, does that make sense to you?
I can respect that, and I appreciate it.
This is every guy's, this is a dream come true. When a woman, she meets you, the opportunity goes away, and then she publicly seeks you out? Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a compliment right there.
It is. It's a huge compliment, because that's one of the things you'd never expect to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if she went through all that to meet me, I'm damn sure down to meet her.
Okay. Oh, cool. Damn sure.
I like the way this is going.
Hell yeah.
She's going to give him a roller derby name.
Tiffany, if you were going to give him a roller derby name just on appearance alone and what you saw, what would his roller derby name be?
On appearance alone? God, that's a hard one to come up with on the fly. No, he has to be connected to me, so he would just have to be Mr. Pretty.
Mr. Pretty.
Mm.
Lynn, would you ready to be Mr. Pretty?
Oh, I can work that out.
So how would you like me to do this? Tiffany, do you want me to give Linwood your phone number or vice versa?
Well, I can't rely on him to initiate things. So how about you give me his number?
Okay.
Okay.
Challenge. Hell yeah.
hey, not a problem. You know what? Hey, it started out that way, but I just have to make a comeback.
That's right. That's right.
That sounds good. That's strong right there. Yeah.
This looks good.
Yes, I appreciate it so much. Thanks, y'all.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.